We want to go now from offshore to the coast with another Bruce who's with us in studio. This is the upcoming Memorial Day holiday weekend and the kickoff, the unofficial kickoff, really, of summer. But here in New England, many area beaches apparently won't be summer ready for several weeks. Officials say the consecutive winter nor'easters with historic winds and damaging surges destroyed homes and dunes, and the state is still waiting on federal aid. Marconi Beach in Wellfleet is an example. It won't be open to the public for at least another month, according to Brian Carlstrom, who's superintendent of the Cape Cod National Seashore.
The Marconi stairs were damaged beyond repair, so they're currently in the process of being rebuilt and available for public use by the 4th of July. Hopefully we'll get that done a little bit sooner. And the parking lot up at the Herring Cove Beach sustained a lot of damage from the nor'easters this past spring. So it looks vastly different from what people might remember from last year.
And joining us to take a look at the state of the state's beaches is Bruce Berman, the other Bruce, with the environmental group Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So can you give a general statement? How are our beaches right now coming off this winter?
I can say that it was a brutal winter with wicked bad storms coming on wicked high tides. And as a result, there was extensive damage to coastal infrastructure, like seawalls and stairways, and also to the beaches themselves. The good news here in the Boston area is that the beaches are open. And the bad news is, I think, that it's likely that we're going to be facing this kind of a challenge much more frequently than we have in the past, as the clear consensus is that the ocean's getting deeper, it's getting warmer, and it's getting more stormy.
Well, let's talk about the areas where we're seeing some problems. Quincy, right? Gloucester, Nahant. Tell us what's happening there.
The good news is that many of these beaches, certainly the metropolitan beaches, will be open. The bad news is I think that there's not a beach in the Commonwealth that if you love it and go to it, you won't see that it's different than it was last year. Mm-hmm. You know, those folks that live on the Cape near Chatham are used to watching the cut move up and down. Some years there's a big beach, right. Some years there's not. It's becoming increasingly like that here. So, you know, on the ocean-facing beaches like Quincy, Nahant, and Nantasket, there was damage and erosion that's fairly dramatic. They're still open, but there's going to be boulders and other debris that haven't been moved yet.
Yeah. Now, the governor's requesting federal aid, as we said, right? I think the preliminary damage assessment that just one of the big storms that we had this winter caused about $24 million worth of damage. The governor's also filed legislation, right, for $300 million in aid for coastal communities to kind of prepare. So there's a lot of money, but I think some people might be looking at this and saying, you know what, Bruce, we spend a lot of money on repairing these dunes in Nahant every year, like, and the sand gets washed out to sea. Sure. Are there other ways we could sort of protect the beaches, or are we letting all the money go into the ocean?
Okay, so I'm gonna tear that question into a couple pieces.
I figured you would.
The first thing is that we can't stop the rising sea. And we know that. What we have to remember, and this is the message that I think came out of EEA and Matt Beaton's team, is that not only are these beaches recreational assets, but what they are the first line of coastal defense for our communities. So while you know, you're going to face questions about whether or not you put sand back on a beach if you know it's going to roll away, you have to ask yourself whether or not you want to harden a causeway and make sure that there's appropriate protection to keep coastal roads from actually washing away and cutting off communities. I think that this is not a short-term problem. I mean, certainly getting debris off the beach, fixing the stairway at Marconi on the Cape, that's a short-term issue. What's critical and what I'm really proud about, if there's good news in this story, is that we live in Massachusetts, where the legislature, the governor, the Metropolitan Beaches Commission, Mayor Walsh, and all our leaders are on the same page. Mm-hmm. We know what the problem is, and we know that the first step is to get every town in Massachusetts to take a look at what their risks are, to do a risk assessment. Some have. The governor's included funds in the bond bill to help others do it. And at the same time, the Commonwealth has to take a look at their assets. Obviously, assets like utilities and water plants, but also at parks and beaches. That's the first step. Mm-hmm. And then we have to figure out what we're going to prioritize, where we're going to retreat, if that's what happens, And where we're going to look for new ways to be more resilient.
Retreat means what, Dave?
Retreat means if you've got six houses that are at the edge of a community that are constantly getting cut off, it's unlikely that society's going to be paying to fix your road. But when you look at a place where the beach that you're restoring protects an entire community from being overwashed and destroyed, then you have a different situation.
Is this really the result of these bad winter storms?
So there's been a history, 30-year history, right, of underinvesting in infrastructure and parks and on the beaches. And so there, you know, you'd find disrepair here and disrepair there at nearly any park. As the DCR staff, who's pretty game, worked real hard to, you know, address the issues. This accelerated it dramatically. And there's no question that if you go to your favorite beach, you will see what happened as a result of this year's storms. And, you know, their frequency and their strength is clearly increasing as there's more energy and warmer water in the sea.
Now, I know you mentioned this, but I want to play a piece of tape from Governor Baker from back in March when he was touring storm damage in Quincy. And he said that this series of storms, the bad nor'easters that we had this season, raise really a lot of big questions. Let's listen to what he said.
What can be done by the folks at the state level? What can be done at the city? But then we also have to have a conversation about how we're going to deal with the fact that a lot of the coastal stuff is probably going to be part of our future, and we need to come up with some plans for that.
Right. So what do we do, though? I mean, it's very difficult to plan for the sort of unknown, and we're guessing about what might happen if, right? So how's the best way to gauge preparedness and plan for this, Bruce?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're getting better at it. Let me give you an example. You know, when you build a new building in Boston, you need to make allowances that will enable you to be back in business more quickly. That means that the ground floor, for example, you don't put your utilities there, that they go on the roof. Mm-hmm. It means that you build the land to a higher level. Deer Island, I think, is one of the best examples of this. They're very forward-thinking, and they actually elevated that island sufficiently to provide much more protection than you'll find at any other sewage treatment plant in the country. That said, this isn't an inexpensive proposition, and we have to look for ways to creatively fund it. We also have to design our parks and our beaches in ways that they're more resilient to being overtopped by a rising tide.
Do we need to rethink coastal housing?
You know, it depends. It's on a case-by-case basis. Hmm. Again, there are places where it's obvious that in the long term that if you want to go to your house, you're going to have a boat. Mm-hmm. The question about whether or not we want the town of Nahant to become an island is a bigger question. And it's not the only place where we have to look at the long-term strategy here. It's difficult to, you know, in some places, without calling Florida out by name, in some places, you know, you're not allowed to have discussions about, in a planning process that assume that there is such a thing as climate change or sea level rise. Here in Massachusetts, Governor Baker, as I said, and Mayor Walsh and the legislature, they're on the same page. It's a question of, assess the risks and work on that plan.
Okay, so it's beach season. I'm saying it is, even if
it is today.
It is. Well, it is allegedly. So we'll see. We're in New England. But what do you tell beachgoers? What's your advice for beachgoers this year overall? And I know you're going to release an annual report this weekend. You can't say what it is yet, but how are beaches?
You know, in the broadest sense, I have to say water quality has really improved up and down the coast. And because of almost the passion and the commitment of the line staff at the parks agencies, they're going to be in the best shape that they can be with the resources we had after the winter we had. What I'd say to people is have a really great time at the beach. Remember that the water's a little bit cold, even though there's warmer water overall. But I'd also suggest that they get involved, that they join their local beach friends group, take part in a cleanup, volunteer for Park Serve Day, make a contribution to Save the Harbor, Save the Bay's annual appeal, to do what they can to actually not only enjoy their beach and share their beach, but to take care of their beach. Now, that said, I also think that's important for everybody that works in the space that I work in to thank the people in government that make decisions that protect these important resources. Right.
Bruce Berman, Director of Strategy and Communication for Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, which is an environmental advocacy group. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Stay with us. Coming up, a look at juvenile justice in Massachusetts and what the state might learn from Germany's approach. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.